We're going to try this and tackle it a second time round. Professor Bill Mitchell, economist at the University of Newcastle. I know we've got you there this time, Bill. Hunter land prices. What are we saying that is some of the reasons that house and land prices are on the way down?
Well, thanks very much for having me. When we think about land prices, we're really talking about the relative strength of those who want to buy. In other words, the demand for land. And those, you know, the availability of land, the supply of land. And what we're seeing is that the demand for land, available land, is falling off. And there's no real surprise to that, because it's linked with the slowdown in general of the Australian economy, the squeeze on our wages growth. We've had record low wages growth now for the last year or so. In many cases, our real incomes are falling. That is the purchasing power of our wages. And, added to that, households now are carrying record levels of debt and are really not in a position to take on too much more debt, I don't think.
Yeah, if you've got a whole heap of, you know, loans and credit cards and store debt, it's going to make it tough to get a loan to begin with, and let alone when you look at what the prices of getting into the housing market or can be, it just seems like out of reach for many. But do you think if that sort of comes off the boil a bit and prices start to fall, do you think that is overall a good thing, a bad thing, or it just depends on where you are in the cycle, Bill?
Well, I mean, taking it. Remember, we're talking land prices here, not housing prices. And taking it in isolation, it seems like a good idea that land prices fall and make it more available, particularly because, remember, the sort of segment that we're talking about are people who want to buy land and build new houses, which is typically the young first home buyer. Early acquirer person rather than the sort of established person mainly. We're talking about that segment. So it sounds like it's a good idea, but if the reason the housing prices are falling, and this goes back to my first reflection, if the reason is that the job opportunities are getting more difficult to get, if we're having a more casualised workforce, if wages growth is stagnant and real wages are falling, if the threat of unemployment's rising, all of which is happening at the moment, if that's the reason the housing prices are falling or land prices are falling, then you can hardly say we're in a virtuous cycle there.
Sure. Can you see that change anytime soon?
Well, not really. I mean, the economy's slowing down, and there's a lot been spoken about the shift from the mining sector boom to the non-mining sectors of the economy. You know, we had a mining sector boom where private investment was very strong, building mining capacity, railroads and ports and things like that. Now that's all dried up, basically. That's in retreat, and we can see the effects of that, say in the Perth housing market, where housing prices have fallen dramatically, leaving people with what we call negative equity. That is that their debts are higher than the value of their housing or land asset. So, we're seeing the mining boom's over in terms of its investment phase. The shift in investment to the non-mining sector hasn't occurred yet, and it's very slow to occur. We're still getting a very pessimistic investment. The building productive capacity in non-mining areas, that's still very pessimistic. Housing, households are cautious because they've got such high levels of debt, and there's a fear of unemployment at the moment. So unless the government steps in and reverses its overall obsession with achieving budget surpluses, then I don't see it changing very much.
Well, of course, we have the budget coming up next week, so who knows, there might be something in that for all of us. And I guess if you are looking for land at the moment, maybe some good news for you. That is one way to look at it, I guess. Economist Professor Bill Mitchell from the University of Newcastle. Looks like land prices on the way down.